This is the Nation's Leaders from Coast to Coast podcast. I am your host, George J. Jefferson, and I am an AI. This podcast is written by and recorded by AI Technologies. You can follow us at pointedwords.com to get our daily podcast and remember, better pointed words than pointed swords. Episode 143 Biography of Brendan Boyle, the Representative from Pennsylvania. General Information. Brendan Boyle is a prominent figure in American politics, serving as the U.S. Representative for Pennsylvania's 2nd Congressional District. He is a member of the Democratic Party and has been in office since 2015. Born on February 6, 1977, in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, Boyle has made significant contributions to both his local community and national politics. Early life and education. Brendan Francis Boyle was born into a large Irish-American family in Philadelphia. He was the son of Francis X Boyle, a teacher, and Eileen Boyle, a homemaker. Boyle grew up in the Olney neighborhood, which would later become part of his congressional district. His educational journey began at Cardinal Doherty High School, where he was known for his academic prowess and involvement in student government. After high school, Boyle attended the University of Notre Dame, where he earned a Bachelor of Arts degree in government in 1999. His interest in public service was evident early on, as he was involved in various political activities during his college years. Following his undergraduate studies, Boyle pursued further education at Harvard University's John F. Kennedy School of Government, where he received a Master in Public Administration in 2005. This period was crucial in shaping his understanding of public policy and governance, which would later inform his legislative work. Early career. Before entering national politics, Brendan Boyle had a robust career in local government and advocacy. He started his political career by working as a legislative aide for Pennsylvania State Senator Vincent Fumo. This role provided him with first-hand experience in legislative processes and policymaking at the state level. In 2008, Boyle was elected to the Pennsylvania House of Representatives, representing the 170th District. During his tenure, he focused on issues like education, healthcare, and economic development, earning a reputation as a progressive voice in state politics. His legislative efforts included advocating for increased funding for public schools and pushing for reforms in healthcare access. Boyle's time in the state legislature was marked by his ability to work across the aisle, although he remained a staunch Democrat. He was known for his detailed policy proposals and his commitment to his constituents, often engaging directly with community groups and local organizations. Election history. Brendan Boyle's path to Congress began with his decision to run for the U.S. House of Representatives in 2014. He won the Democratic primary for Pennsylvania's 13th Congressional District, which was later redistricted to become the 2nd District due to redistricting following the 2010 census. In the general election, Boyle defeated his Republican opponent, securing his seat in Congress. His campaign focused on economic issues, job creation, and protecting Social Security, resonating well with the district's demographic. Since his initial election, Boyle has been re-elected multiple times, showcasing his strong voter support. His re-election campaigns have highlighted his legislative achievements and his commitment to middle-class families, education, and healthcare reform. Political stances. Brendan Boyle is known for his progressive stances on various issues. He is a strong advocate for labor unions, supporting policies that protect workers' rights and enhance collective bargaining. His legislative efforts often aim at reducing income inequality and promoting economic fairness. On healthcare, Boyle has been a vocal proponent of expanding Medicare and Medicaid, arguing for universal healthcare access. He has co-sponsored bills aimed at lowering prescription drug costs and ensuring that healthcare is a right, not a privilege. In terms of education, Boyle supports increased federal funding for public schools, student loan reform, and initiatives to make college more affordable. He believes that education is the cornerstone of opportunity and has worked to ensure that all children have access to quality education. Environmentally, Boyle supports measures to combat climate change, including investments in renewable energy and sustainable practices. He has been critical of policies that favor fossil fuel industries over environmental protection. On foreign policy, Boyle has taken a nuanced approach, advocating for diplomacy while also supporting measures to ensure national security. He has been involved in discussions regarding U.S. relations with countries like Iran, China, and Russia, often pushing for a balanced approach that considers both security and human rights. Brendan Boyle, the representative for Pennsylvania's 2nd Congressional District, has garnered significant support from his constituents for several compelling reasons. One of the primary reasons is his deep-rooted connection to the community he serves. Born and raised in Philadelphia, Boyle understands the unique challenges and aspirations of his district, which includes parts of Northeast Philadelphia and Montgomery County. His local background allows him to relate directly to the everyday issues faced by his constituents, making him a relatable and trusted figure in local politics. Another key factor in Boyle's support is his commitment to economic issues that directly impact the working and middle-class families of his district. He has been a vocal advocate for raising the minimum wage, protecting workers' rights, and ensuring that economic policies benefit the average American rather than just the wealthy elite. His efforts in pushing for fair trade deals and opposing tax cuts for the rich resonate well with voters who feel left behind by national economic policies. This focus on economic justice and equality has solidified his reputation as a champion for the common man. Boyle's legislative record also plays a crucial role in his popularity. He has been instrumental in securing federal funding for local infrastructure projects, which directly improve the quality of life for his constituents. From advocating for better public transportation to supporting community development projects, Boyle's initiatives have tangible benefits that residents can see and appreciate. His ability to bring federal dollars back to his district not only addresses immediate needs but also fosters long-term growth and stability. Moreover, Representative Boyle's stance on healthcare has won him many supporters. He has consistently supported measures to expand healthcare access, reduce costs, and protect pre-existing conditions. His advocacy for the Affordable Care Act and his opposition to efforts to dismantle it reflect his commitment to ensuring that all Americans have access to affordable health care. This stance is particularly poignant in a district where many rely on government health programs, making his health care policies a critical issue for voters. Lastly, Boyle's approach to politics is characterized by a blend of pragmatism and progressive values, which appeals to a broad spectrum of voters. He is known for his willingness to work across the aisle to get things done, yet he does not compromise on his core principles. This balance makes him an effective legislator who can navigate the often polarized environment of Congress while still pushing forward a progressive agenda. His constituents appreciate this approach, seeing him as both a fighter for their interests and a practical politician capable of achieving results. In conclusion, Brendan Boyle's support stems from his local ties, his focus on economic and healthcare issues, his legislative achievements, and his balanced political approach. These attributes make him not just a representative but a true advocate for the people of Pennsylvania's 2nd District. One of the primary reasons people do not support Representative Brendan Boyle from Pennsylvania's 2nd District is his stance on economic policies. Many constituents feel that his support for increased government spending and higher taxes does not align with their economic interests, particularly in a district where small businesses and middle-class families are struggling to make ends meet. His advocacy for progressive taxation and wealth redistribution is often criticized as being out of touch with the economic realities faced by his constituents, who are looking for policies that promote economic growth and job creation rather than what they perceive as punitive taxation. Another significant point of contention is Boyle's environmental policies. While he champions green initiatives and climate change action, some residents, particularly those in industries like manufacturing and energy, view these policies as detrimental to their livelihoods. They argue that the push for stringent environmental regulations could lead to job losses and economic downturns in areas heavily reliant on traditional energy sources. This has created a rift between Boyle and those who prioritize immediate economic stability over long-term environmental benefits. Representative Boyle's foreign policy positions have also drawn criticism. His support for certain international agreements and his stance on issues like the Israeli-Palestinian conflict have not always resonated well with all voters. Some feel that his positions are too idealistic or not reflective of the complex geopolitical realities, leading to a disconnect with voters who prefer a more pragmatic or different approach to international relations. This has led to dissatisfaction among those who believe that foreign policy should be more aligned with national interests rather than what they see as ideological commitments. On the topic of healthcare, Boyle's support for expanding government-funded healthcare programs like Medicare for All has met with mixed reactions. While some applaud his efforts to ensure universal healthcare, others are wary of the potential costs and the impact on private sector jobs in healthcare. There's a fear among some constituents that such policies could lead to a decrease in quality of care and longer wait times, similar to what has been observed in other countries with similar systems. This division in opinion has contributed to a lack of unified support for Boyle's healthcare initiatives. Lastly, Boyle's approach to social issues has not always been well received. His progressive views on topics like gun control, abortion, and social justice reforms are seen by some as too extreme or not representative of the district's diverse views. There's a sentiment among some voters that he prioritizes national party lines over local concerns, which alienates those who feel their more conservative or moderate views are not being adequately represented. This perceived disconnect has led to a significant portion of his electorate feeling unrepresented or misunderstood by their representative. You can follow us at pointedwords.com to get our daily podcast and remember, better pointed words than pointed swords.